Let us pray. O Lord, we continue to pray for your mercy, your grace, and your forgiveness, richly promised ours on account of Jesus Christ. Bless this proclamation. May the proclamation of Christ crucified and risen for our justification shine through. May the meditations on our hearts be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. For the better part of 3 years, the disciples had the distinct privilege of being students of Jesus. A close-knit group, these men ate together. They traveled together. With their own two eyes, they got to see miraculous signs done by Jesus, and they got to hear his teaching. They got to hear God preach with their own 2 ears, his holy word to the people. Now, as they sit reclining at the table together, during the Passover celebration, there is not much time left. It'll only be a matter of time before they themselves will be sent out into the world as apostles to preach the message of forgiveness and reconciliation in the name of Jesus. But not before one last meal together. Just the word Passover should take us back to Egypt, when God's people were crying out to him for deliverance. The blood of a one-year-old lamb without blemish was to be smeared on the two doorposts and the lintel of the house in which the lamb was consumed. On account of this blood, the blood of a lamb, Yahweh would pass over his faithful people to instead execute judgment on the false gods and land of Egypt. By the blood of a lamb, the people of Israel are spared death when God passes over their dwellings to inflict judgment on unfaithful Egypt. The Passover meal was instituted to be a reminder of this great work of deliverance by God upon his people. Keeping that historical perspective in mind, flash forward to the night when Jesus was betrayed. On that night, as Jesus sat dining with his disciples, the Passover event would have come to mind. They would have reflected upon God's deliverance of his people by the blood of a lamb, and they would have remembered how he rescued his people from the pits of Egyptian tyranny. However, on this night, as Jesus sat with his followers, we see that the Passover meal is only part of the eating and drinking that took place. A new meal is instituted, a meal in which we look not only backwards, but forwards to what lies ahead. Where the Passover meal involved a lamb that was to be eaten in order to remind one of the past event of God's salvation worked upon his people. The Lord's Supper, a holy meal, is instituted while Jesus is looking forward to his death. He knows that one of his very own friends, sitting at the same table he is reclining at, is going to betray him. One of his very own disciples, one of his own followers, will be involved in the fulfillment of Scripture when he betrays Jesus into the hands of his enemies. Foreseeing all of these events, Jesus institutes his Holy Supper, a meal given not only to serve as a remembrance of our Lord, but a meal that actually gives us something, a meal in which we are sustained and nourished both now unto eternity. Taking the bread, Jesus gave thanks, and then he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup and said, "Take, drink. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Friends, these are clear, simple words spoken by a man who knew he was about to die. Think about these words and then ask yourself the question. When Jesus spoke these words to men destined to carry the gospel into the world, Do you think he was playing games? As his last hour on this earth was approaching, do you think Jesus intended to confuse us by these words? Do you think he intended for us to search for a different meaning rather than the clear, simple meaning of these words here in Scripture? When someone is about to die, there's no time to mince words. It is highly unlikely that our Lord Jesus wanted us to search out and look for a different meaning other than the simple meaning of the words written here: "This is my body, this is my blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Let that word stand, Christian, as it is. The Passover lamb was consumed as an instituted reminder of God's deliverance. However, on this night, on the night Jesus was betrayed, the lamb that would be eaten is the true lamb that is the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the lamb that actually takes away the sins of the world. This heavenly meal is not just a reminder of Jesus' redemptive work, but in this meal we receive what our Lord aims to give us, and that is his body, his blood, for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Friends, we are no longer under the Mosaic covenant. We no longer have only the Ten Commandments to look forward to. No longer do we have to look forward to the coming of our Messiah, as only the Old Testament patriarchs and prophets could do. Friends, we live in a new covenant, a New Testament that has been founded by the blood of Jesus himself. It is literally out with the old and in with the new when Jesus institutes his Holy Supper. And as we say in our liturgy, which comes to us from Holy Scripture, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The crucifixion of Jesus should be on all of our minds, as it was Jesus, when we come up here to receive his body and his blood into our mouths. And furthermore, it is his death that we proclaim. As God's people, let us say in harmony with the words of God's servant St. Paul when he says, quote, "I decided to know nothing amongst you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." Friends, by receiving Jesus Christ bodily into your mouth, you do so for forgiveness, while also looking forward to and anticipating the eternal life in store for you in Jesus Christ. Likely, these words of institution were still ringing in the ears of the disciples as they sing a hymn and head out to the Mount of Olives. It would only be a short time after this meal that the Scriptures would be fulfilled concerning the Son of Man. Jesus would go just as it is written. He would be betrayed into the hands of men and condemned to death. During Holy Week, just like during other seasons in the church year, it is helpful to have this historical background when looking at these biblical events. Seeing yourself as being in the shoes of one of the disciples or even one of the women who followed Jesus during his ministry is very helpful as you try to understand biblical events. Maybe some of you have some creative minds able to reconstruct these biblical events as you hear them. There is certainly nothing wrong with that, and yet it still is not the same thing as actually being present at the event itself. We've all heard the hymn, "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?" It's a hymn that I like. It has a catchy melody, and it reminds us of the passion of Jesus and the crucifixion that he went through. And yet, the answer to that question, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" is a resounding no. I was not there when they crucified my Lord Jesus Christ. Human imaginations and memories only go so far. Our memories fade over time. Imaginations seem to grow dimmer with age. There are some sainted Christians who, in their twilight hour, lose the capability of remembering even their name. Thankfully, friends, thankfully, human flesh and blood imaginations and memories are not all that we have. We are not forced to take a mental trip back in time every time we want to experience Jesus. Our Lord has given us something much better than that. We do not have to find a creative way of mentally ascending to God when our Lord declares unto us, He comes and meets you. Christ comes to the Christian, and He does so through His Word and in this meal right here prepared before us. Christ comes to you, Christian. Here is where He says, "This is my body. This is my blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Though He has ascended into heaven, Christ's promise to remain with us is still intact. That promise has not gone away. And He tells us that in this specific meal right here, in no other meal, but in this meal right here, our Lord says, here is His bodily presence for you, the sinner. If you are seeking heaven on earth, if you want to be close to your Lord Jesus, this is the place. Gathered as God's people, confessing His holy name, centered around His body and blood, receiving it for the forgiveness of sins, receiving it for our spiritual and physical nourishment. This is where we come, friends, to receive holy medicine for the soul. This is where we can come as sinners, contrite, repentant, confessing our sins, and receiving what our Lord intends to give us. Again, His body, His blood, for the forgiveness, not just some of your sins, all of your sins. Death is imminent, friends, as we know. As Jesus instituted this meal, knowing His death was right around the corner, the Christian may come here knowing that death could come upon us at any moment. But we partake of this holy meal as God's people, looking forward to something, looking forward to the heavenly banquet, the marriage feast of the Lamb, where we will dine with our Lord face to face in His everlasting kingdom. That, friends, is a future reality that is yours to look forward to by faith in Jesus Christ. In the meantime, as we walk in this earthly pilgrimage, looking forward to all the promises of God in store for us, you can do so knowing that in this life right now, you do have access to your Lord Jesus Christ, who comes to you bodily in this meal that He instituted on the night He was betrayed. You have access to the Lamb, the true Lamb of God, who has taken away the sins of the world when you come up here to feast upon His body and His blood for the forgiveness of your sins. So come, let us feast upon the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, given to us for our forgiveness, while looking forward to that heavenly feast in God's eternal kingdom that is yours freely in Christ your Savior. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus from now until life everlasting. Depart in His peace. Amen.